Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Siyata Dishmaya. This is the 12th shiur, and Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, Rambam Hilchos Malachim. And Baruch Hashem, we have seen Niflos. And this shiur will conclude this series. And the Etzem, we find the Yisod Hadin that we've been explaining in the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim. At the end of the 10th parak of Hilchos Akum, we find our Yisod that we've been talking about now in these 11 Shi'urim, now the 12th B'siyata Dishmaya. And I have to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, I am not saying this to boast because I am a less than nothing. Pshita. But this is like very deep stuff, right? It's really very, very involved. And I'm not that smart. So I'm just thankful to the Rabbona Shel Olam that we've been able to explain, I think, very, very beautifully and deeply. And clearly, I hope, these different shittas in this sugya. And again, it's not my Torah. It's based on the Torah Reina Rabbeinu, Mon Rosh Yeshiva Rav David Zatzal. But just to be able to hold cup and understand it, I worked very hard at it. So I hope that my effort paid off. And now we are going to see the Yisod that we've been discussing in, from the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim. He asked from the Sugin the Gemara in Erechan Daf Chof Tesam at Aleph. The Gemara there says that Bizman She'ena Yovel Noig Ein Ger Toshev Noig. That if there's no Yovel, there's no Ger Toshev. V'im Kein. B'sheva Shekovshu V'sheva Shechoku. Sholo Nohaga Yovel. Eche Shlimo Aide Kabbalas Mitzvah Sheshalach Yehoshua Lahashlim. V'leka Ger Toshev. As Mikivan She. If there's no Yovel, when there's no Yovel, there's no Yovel if the Jews are not in Eretz Yisrael on their ancestral lands. That's why today there's no Yovel. Mel is no Ger Toshev. So if so, in the 7 years in which the Jews were capturing and then apportioning Eretz Yisrael, there was no Yovel. Because it wasn't time yet for Yovel. They weren't in their land yet. Each shaved in their appointed portion. So Eich Shlimu, how were they Mashlim? How did they make Shalom? Are they Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That Yeshua sent them to be Mashlim. There's no Ger Toshev. So what makes this kasha so fantastic is that the assumption of the kasha is that in order for us to make peace, in order for Yeshua to make peace, there has to be a Din Ger Toshev. And here there's no Din Ger Toshev. There has to be a Chalais Ger Toshev. It's not just an Indian of being Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs. There has to be a chalais ger toshev to shaila in the modern state of Israel, right? Which it will get into in another shiur, the practical ramifications, lamaisa. But except allowing goyim to live here, if there's no ger toshev, is manazeh. But maybe just being mekabel sheva mitzvah is enough. But our mahalach here is that when we're dealing with the Shiva Amim in today, we don't know who the Shiva Amim are. But we're dealing with the Shiva Amim, there has to be a chalais ger toshev. And there is none because there's no Yovel. So that's exactly like our Yisod. This Kasha is assuming our Yisod that in order to make Shalom, they have to become Gerei Toshev. And there's no Gel Toshev if there's no Yovel. So how are they making peace in the first 14 years where there was no Gel Toshev and male there's no Yovel, male there's no Gel Toshev and male there's no peace? Azeh azeh Yisod Shelanu, Shera'inu Ka'et, Me'a Sefer Mishnat Chachamim. So who is the Mishnas Chachamim? Mishnas Chachamim is not just a sefer that was written 2.5 weeks ago. Mishnas Chachamim is Rabbi Moshe Chagiz, who lived from 1672 until at least 1750. He was Michachme Yerushalayim in the 18th century, and he was one of the lead opponents who battled against Shabtaut, Sabbateism, Shabtai Tzvi. So that's Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, and he wrote many, many Sfarim in Halacha, polemics. So there's a lot of literature about him. Al-Kopan, and that's his Kash in the Mishnah's Chum. And again, that's like our Yisod, that in order to make peace, they have to have a Chalos Ger Toshev. And the Merkevus HaMishnah here also discusses this. We see also this Yisod in the Merkevus HaMishnah. So what are we going to do to answer the Kasha? So based on what we said, we can answer as follows. Shadin ena yovel noeg eno ma'akev b'shem ger toshev el adin u'shalo lekabel. The din of ena yovel noeg is not ma'akev in the shem ger toshev, Rather, Eina Yovel Nog means we're not makabel ger toshev. It doesn't mean you can't become a ger toshev. It means that we don't go and accept gerei toshev, like we saw by Rashi, that miyira, if they're going to become gerei toshev miyira, Rashi and Sotelam and Hamabiz, we don't accept them. V'kan, but over here, but it doesn't mean that they can't, it's ma'akev b'shem ger toshev. It just means that in principle we don't accept them unless there are extenuating circumstances, unless there's a reason to accept them. So here, it's a mitzvah, right? According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah to accept, to make peace with them. Even a melchemes mitzvah, or a mitzvah hamelchama, right? In order to prevent the war, that'll make the war effort easier if we make shalom with them. As memeli yeshin yan lekabel, and therefore we're makabel them, even though we ain't a yovel noig. ובאמס בחזון איש, בשביעס, בסימן חוב דלת, סיף קוטן דלת, הוא כתב לדובר פושוט, שגר תושב שקבלו בזמן שיובל נוהג, וכך בוטל היובל, ומקום מוקוים נשאר גר תושב. So he writes as a dover poshut, that a gir toshav, that they were makabel him at the time, when Yovel was noeg, and then afterwards Yovel is butl, nevertheless he blibes, he remains a gir toshav. So you see that it's not a chisaron in the chalos shem gir toshav, just in the fact that generally we're not makabel. But if there's a special enemy, we have a special reason to be makabel, we're makabel, but it's not ma'akev v'chalei shem ger toshev. Memeilu, if we're makabel ger toshev, and then afterwards, batel ha'yovel, he retains his status as a ger toshev. So now let's get to the Rambam, Shitas HaRambam. Me'ata nira b'das HaRambam. Devadai, we want to know, is there a chiyuv mitzvah to make peace? The answer is no. There's no chiyuv mitzvah b'kriya shalom b'zayinam v'amolek, because before they become a ger toshev, they have a din misa, and they have no din shalom. Just if they become a ger toshev, and we make peace, there is a chiyuv mitzvah essay. It's not a chiyuv, it's a reshus, and a chiyuv mitzvah essay of kriya shalom. After they may become a ger toshev, it's no longer a mechemes mitzvah, and remela, we're mekayim the mitzvah of making shalom. As long as they get a chaleshim ger toshev, then there's a mitzvah to make shalom, but there's no chiyuv to make them a ger toshev in the first place. And that's what we see in the Medrash, that Yoshua was Mekayim this din. Frak the Gur Aryeh, it's Pashir is Mekayim Mitzvah Torah. The answer is, no, there's no Chiyuv. Just Yoshua wanted to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, even though there's no Chiyuv. And from this we learn, even Lididon, Yafusa mi Yoshua, lo mi etzem ha-pasuk, but rather that Yoshua wanted to do it on his own. But he didn't have to. From the Pasuk, it's only Melchemes Rishus. But from Yoshua, even in Melchemes Mitzvah, you can turn you know how to destroy your Abraham Lincoln said, you know how to destroy your enemies? Make them into friends. That's what we're doing over here. Instead of destroying the Shiva Amim and by killing them, we're destroying them by making them Gerei Toshav and the Reish Shiva Amim, and that we have Rishus to do. And Memela, we have a Mitzvah Shalom after we do that. And therefore, the Maisa Kosovi Rambam Be'alocha Aleph Echad Melchemes Mitzvah Melchemes Rishus, and that's Yofusa from Yoshua, like the Ram writes in Alocha Dalit. That there's an inyan to be makabel them as Gerei Toshav in order to be makayim the mitzvah, and we can't say there's no kiyum, and therefore the Rambam brings the pasuk that there was no ear that made peace with them except for the givinim, the givinim. Except for the Chivites, you also write Chavi. I have a niece named Chavi. But no, we're talking about the Chivi. Chavi has nothing to do with Chivi. Except for the Chivites, those who settled in Givon. So they were the only ones who made peace. But everybody else had the option. Nobody else took up that option. But there's no Chiv. Again, there's no Chiv to make peace. It's only an option to make peace with the Sheva Amin by turning them into Gerei Toshav. When we Yushav call our stiris, and all the stiris we asked, is it we saw in the Rambam stiris, we saw in the Chinuch stiris, is it only Mechemes Mitzvah, is it only Mechemes Rishos, is it also Mechemes Mitzvah? And the answer is that Bivadai, there's even a mitzvah to make peace if it's a Mechemes Rishos. Bivadai, the mitzvah is B'Mechemes Rishos. If it's a Mechemes Rishos, it's Pashtus, like Rashi holds, like Chazal, right? Mechemes Rishos is a mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. Like the Ram writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Chinuch at the beginning. Just as another inyan, Lasos Melchemes Mitzvah L'Rishus, they can also make a Melchemes Mitzvah and turn those people into people who you would make a Melchemes Rishus against, and Memela, with them you make peace. And how do you do that? By turning them to Gerei Toshav. So when we see that it's Dafka Melchemes Rishus, it's true, that's the only time there's a Chiyuv. But if it's and places where we saw the Rambam says, the Chinuch, that it's also Melchemes Mitzvah, it's because we're making Shalom with those people who originally was a Melchemes Mitzvah, but now it's becoming a Melchemes Rishus because we made Shalom with them in Mela. Once it's only Rishus, we can make peace with them. And that's why it says in the Sifri that were to be Mechemes Rishus HaKosef Medaber. And also, right, because that's they were the only time you have a Chiyuv. And also what it says, HaRachokos B'Torah HaZos, only the faraway cities and not the Krovos. Right, in other words, only the not those not in Eretz Yisrael, those in Mechemes Rishus, not the Sheva Amimin. Only with them there's a mitzvah, but again, there's only with them it's a Chiyuv. But there's a mitzvah to make turn a melchemes mitzvah until melchemes rishus by them becoming geri toshav and then making peace with them, and then it's included in the mitzvah essay of melchemes rishus. However, that this is shitas haramban. Shitas haramban is miyashiv the sifri about melchemes rishus, and the whole mashmos is that he holds that the ikar hamitzvah is even the melchemes mitzvah. So the mashmos of the ramban is that it's even talking about a Mechemes Mitzvah, not like the Rambam. And the Ramban is Mechalek, he says there's a difference in the Mechemes Rishus, you kill only the Zechara, Mechemes Mitzvah, you kill everybody, but in always there's a Mitzvah of making Shalom, as long as they're Mechavel the Sheva Mitzvahs. But according to the Rambam is like we explained, and also Tosis and Gittin is much like the Ramban, Miguf HaKra, that if he proves from the Lashon of the Pasuk, that it's also talking about Shiva Amimin, that there's a mitzvah of making Shalom with the Shiva Amimin. But B'das HaRambam and the Chinuch, we can say, like we said, that it's only a Chiyuv by Melchemes Rishus, and those of Shiva Amimin, them, if they're Mekabel, Sheva Mitzvahs, and they become Geri Toshav, Mimele, you turn them into Rishus, and then it's a Melchemes Rishus, and Mimele, it's a mitzvah to make peace. And now we understand better the union of the Gevayna, that the Rambam writes, Lahalan B'Halacha Hey, that they had to make this, do this trickery, this ruse, they didn't know the law that the Jewish people were making peace. And the Mizrahi in Parshas Chukas writes that it's a rachok loymar, it's a very remote idea to say that remote. That's what they were liramot. So they were cheating the deceitful. That's liramot. And there's a very remote chance, says the Ra'im, the Mizrahi, that they didn't know about the mitzvah. So based on what we said, even the Das HaRambam, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mamish mitzvah. It's only the anhag of Yehoshua. And therefore the Givonim didn't know that. They didn't know about Yehoshua's Hanag, and that's why they had to make this trick, because they were the Sheva Amimin, and there's no, this is Yehoshua's Hanag, to turn his enemies into destroy his enemies by turning them into friends, to take the Sheva Amimin and turning them to Geri Toshav. That the Givonim didn't know. That was Yehoshua's own initiative, whereas the mitzvah was only Melchemes Rishus. In the Maharsha and Gittin and Vav Amid Aleph, Divor Maskel Kevin, he writes, Gam L'Das HaTais V'Sham Shalohai Yisrael, Mitzuvin lahashlim imoim, and therefore hutzruchu laharim, that the Jewish people were not mitzuve. He says ladas hatoisvus, that the Jewish people were not mitzuve to make peace with them, and therefore they had to make this trick. Like we're saying, that's kisod vareinu. That's what he wanted to say in Tosfos, but that's takanat the mashmas of Tosfos. It's a mashmas from Tosfos. It's a chiyuv from the pasuk. But according to what we're saying, in other words, the Maharsha, his words would be correct according to the Rambam. That there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to make peace with the Gevonim. That's why they had to do this ruse. Al Kopanim, we have concluded our second series, and we are then now going on, Amir Tashem, to the third series. We still have a lot more to say. Wow, Baruch Hashem, this is so exciting. Halacha Vav. And we are going to go, Amir Tashem, to the parish of Shechem, and it's going to be Ala Yehudim Haisa Oira, Mesimcha Vesasin Vikar de Gevach, Amir Tashem. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much. This was awesome. I feel like we should make a party or something. Tanzen Oifen Dach, you know, to dance on the roofs. This is Mamish Geschmack. All right, I hope it was clear. Anybody wants to clarify, you can feel free to get in touch with me. You can get the Sefer Be'er Miriam of Moreno Barabenu, the three volumes, and Rambam Hilchos Malachim, the greatest set of Sfarim ever written in Hilchos Malachim, possibly the most thorough. And even though this is very beautiful, Rav Avidan was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Shalvim. For a number of years, he was a super masmid and a Talmud Chacham and an Oyev Torah and an Omel B'Torah. So he also has a beautiful, beautiful sefer on Hilchos Malachim. But you know, my avos from Rabbeinu Reb David is Makalkelas Hashura. So that's already for me like that's you know Ava B'Tanugim Shein Kutug Masoi. So I want to thank Hashem and I want to thank for this opportunity and I want to thank you for listening and. Thanks to Yeshiva University Torah for giving us the platform to spread this to the world from our little abode. over beyond the Green Line in the state of Israel. Baruch Hashem, we have returned after 2,000 years being mekayim the nevuas, and lat lat we're going to be mekayim more and more. We're going to see the Gula Shleima. It's Hashem. So we're not up to the Malachi Hilchos Malachim in the 11th and 12th Prakim where he gets into Mashiach. That's already Gishmak. Forget about it, right? But Meir Rabbeinu doesn't talk about that, interestingly enough. He doesn't write about those Prakim. Akopanim, but we're on our way to Mashiach and our learning and our Avodah. It's a Bukharv. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Be'ezrat Hashem, Namshich, Shalom, Shalom.